afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April 26th. The grains closed lower with the May corn down 6 cents, closing at 359. May beans down 8¾ cents, closing at 945¾. And May wheat down a penny at 407¾. We were strong early in the day. Not strong, but we were firm. Corn was up a couple of cents. Beans were up 3 or 4 cents. Wheat was up, I think, 4 or 5 cents at one point. And then we broke it about 11:15. There were two things that broke this market. First, the White House came out and said the president is reviewing NAFTA and may consider a proposal or sign legislation to end the NAFTA agreement. So, you know, we've got some trade issues with the Canadians and the Mexicans. This certainly won't help things. So the grains started to slip. And then we got the midday forecast taking out some of the rain for the next week or two. It's still wet next week, over the weekend, into next week, but it looks like the week after they may have backed off of some of the rains out there. So between the two news items here today, they sold the corn off a good 8-9 cents off the highs, the beans 15 cents off the highs, and wheat about 8 off the highs. It's disappointing that we couldn't see a good follow-through day in the wheat. We had the outside up key reversal yesterday, followed by a penny lower close here today. You know, certainly not stellar, though Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat both did close higher here today. Corn market, you know, funds are incredibly short. If we see more rains and we get more delays out here, I think the corn is going to respond positively. But it's interesting, if they take the rains out, you would have thought new crop beans could have been a little stronger here if they're going to get the corn in the ground. So, you know, it didn't make a whole lot of sense, except maybe the NAFTA deal was the overwhelming power controlling this market here today. The dollar wound up being up about 25 ticks, but under 99 cents. Crude oil closed about 6 cents a barrel higher. The bean oil was up 33 ticks, but the oil was down almost $4, and that's where the real weakness in the beans came from here today. So we really haven't been able to string together, you know, two solid gains in a row here in the corn and wheat for a while. Little disappointing action out here, but I'm still keeping my long-term view that the funds are too short at the wrong time of the year, and I still believe we can see some higher prices as we move forward. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.